local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Tuesday. Welcome in to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening. Roadways been flowing pretty smoothly this afternoon. We'll cross our fingers and hope that it stays that way here through the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get an update on the forecast as it looks like it'll be clearing out here for the next few days. So Joe Neubauer will have the latest there as well. We'll start as we always do with today's top three stories. All eyes on the country are in Baltimore, Maryland, where search efforts are continuing for several missing people after at least six construction workers were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning when a cargo ship crashed into the bridge and sank immediately. The bridge, I should say, collapsed immediately, not the ship. NTSB head Jennifer Homendy here.
We are standing back to allow the Coast Guard and search and rescue to continue their search and rescue operations while we gather information from the command post.
And the NTSB says while they're leading the investigation for now, they're standing back to allow the search efforts to run its course. I do see on the Fox News ticker that a news conference is due soon. We don't know the exact time on that. We will monitor that, and provided it's in the next 45 minutes here, we will carry that live right here. The Biden administration today defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. The resolution does tie a temporary ceasefire to the release of hostages held by the militant group, unlike others in the past. And the Supreme Court today considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone, as justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available.
Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
That is Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger, who argued that on behalf of the Biden administration today, claiming the ruling would inflict grave harm on women across the nation. 6:15, Austin, how are the roads looking right now, sir?
Well, let's see. For starters, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There is sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking here at the traffic, it has been very smooth sailing. I was ready just about 2 minutes ago to say, we got a little bit if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. That's if you're on North Davis. However, that has since subsided as well. So if there's anything holding you up on the roads, it should not do so for too long.
All right, thank you.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, our top local story involving the former dean of Warrington Middle School, who this week is avoiding jail time after taking a plea deal related to soliciting a student for sex. According to the PNJ, Dariel Laster pleaded no contest to lewd or lascivious conduct with a person under 18, as well as contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All other charges were dropped. While Laster will serve no prison time, he is ordered to register as a sex offender and must serve 60 months on sex offender probation, as well as a year of community control. The Santa Rosa School District is cutting ties with an online tutoring service following concerns of alleged ties to China. While Tutor.com maintains that they are an American company, their website indicates that parent company Primavera Holdings Limited is a firm owned by Chinese nationals. And today, Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz sent a letter to school districts that said districts, quote, should not contract with companies that have ties to foreign countries of concern. And according to Channel 3, Santa Rosa County district leaders say that they have canceled the deal with Tutor.com. A new candidate for a seat on the Escambia School Board with a familiar last name. That's Carissa Burgosh, who is the wife of First Judicial Circuit Court Judge Gary Burgosh. She is pre-filed for the District 4 seat. Currently, she works as the school liaison officer on board NAS Pensacola, helping military families with their schooling needs. The District 4 seat is currently occupied by Patty Hightower, who so far has not decided whether she will seek re-election or retire. According to Studio 850, she expects to make that decision in June. The investigation today is continuing after this weekend's deputy-involved shooting. Sheriff Chip Simmons says deputies involved are currently on paid leave until the preliminary investigation is complete.
Yeah, we send them to a mandatory psychological assessment, and then we will obviously wait and see what the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says. Actually, what they do is they investigate. They don't really say good or bad, right or wrong. What they do is they investigate it, and they present those findings to the state attorney's office.
And Simmons says in this case, his deputies fired at 22-year-old Jeteris Peaks after he allegedly pointed a gun at them. This all started after he allegedly skipped out on his cab fare. The driver followed him, and then deputies say Peaks shot at the cab, breaking out the rear window of that vehicle. We'll take a break there. State and national news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't feel the way I've ever felt. I know, gonna smile and not get worried. I try, but it shows. Anyone can make what I have built. And better now, anyone can find the same white pills. It takes my pain away.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Now, let's see here. We do have an accident report on Wild Lake Boulevard. This is just west of 8 Mile Creek Road, so be on the lookout for that. This is near I-10, near Pine Forest Road at around where it meets I-10. It's just a minor accident causing minor congestion at this time. We will keep an eye on it, though. Outside of that, though, there's not much in Pensacola that's going on. Looking at Caroline Street, it's good as well. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, I-10, Navarre Parkway, all looking good also. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 6:25 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Florida says they're ready to assist with recovery efforts following the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Governor DeSantis says he's directed the State Division of Emergency Management to offer aid to the state of Maryland if it is needed and requested. Speaking of that, I believe on the Fox News Austin, there's a Coast Guard briefing that is taking place right now. Let's join that live.
All righty, just one moment.
Today to assist in looking for these individuals. We've had tremendous support across the state and county and city and federal enterprise. You've seen for yourself the helicopters flying over, the small boats that are out there, the Coast Guard cutter that's out there, the boats that go back and forth bringing people out on scene to search for these individuals. So thank you to those, this entire community, for helping in that regard. Second, I want to say thank you to the community for the outpouring of support to those first responders, and in particularly the outpouring of support and prayers and support for the families of the six individuals. So I would like to announce tonight that based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at about 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue efforts. Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away. But we're just going to transition to a different phase. And so I'm going to turn it over to Colonel Butler, please.
Good evening, and thank you all for being here. To echo the Admiral's comments here, we really appreciate the support from the community to all the first responders here. We appreciate your patience and allowing us to do the best job possible and get you information as it comes up. At this point, as the Admiral said, we're going away from the search and rescue portion to a recovery operation. The changing conditions out there have made it dangerous for the first responders, the divers in the water. We will still have surface ships out overnight. At 0600 hours tomorrow, we are hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. With that, we have time for just a few questions. We know there's a lot of questions that still have to be answered, and we do have time for just a few. So if we could take a few, please.
So do we think it's still just six? There's talk of maybe other cars on the bridge?
All the information we have is it's six individuals.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Can you go into detail about how difficult this might be for the recovery phase of this now? Like, what kind of challenges are you up against?
Well, I'll start by saying I'm going to turn it over to the experts on diving. I'm not an expert on diving, but we've got very difficult water temperatures. You have structures from the bridge that are in the water that can move with the tides and currents, making that dangerous for divers and people in the water to actually try to do recovery. And we do not want to injure any of these first responders in this recovery effort. We absolutely want to be as safe as possible for everyone involved in this. And I'll see if Colonel Zorro has anything he wants to add.
Can you go into specifics about what the search and rescue entailed? Like, were there scuba divers, or was everything above water, sonar, any sort of equipment that might have been utilized over the past 12 hours?
From the outset, we moved all those resources in with dive teams from various state, local, and county agencies. We also use sonar. We're doing our very best in some very difficult times and difficult conditions, which is why we're making that transition now. The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water. All it takes is one object to strike an individual, and all of a sudden we have a first responder trying to recover another first responder. I think at 0600 we'll find ourselves in a better
place. All right, that heard from the Coast Guard, Rear Admiral there, also head of state police there, confirming that as of 7:30, that is Eastern time right now, that they are suspending the active search for six people presumed dead this hour in Baltimore. That's the latest there from the Coast Guard following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Fox News Update is coming up now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The search continues for six people unaccounted for following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore after a freighter rammed into it. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
The Coast Guard leading the search and rescue mission. We understand they were construction workers who were just filling potholes on the bridge when that container ship crashed into the support beam and the entire bridge essentially came crashing down, crumbling into the river below.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a joint campaign appearance today for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in Raleigh, North Carolina. Biden talked about Donald Trump's opposition to abortion.
Trump proudly says, quote, "After 50 years with no one coming close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade." That's his statement.
Polls give Trump a slight lead over Biden in North Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some good news for Merck after today's market close. The FDA approved the pharmaceutical company's Winrevair as an add-on therapy to other drugs for a potentially fatal lung disease. In response, shares of Merck are up more than 3% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, though stocks spent much of the day in positive territory, they finished slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 31 points, the S&P 500 eased 14, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 68. Shares of Canada Goose tumbled 6.75% today. That slide came in the wake of the winter clothing company announcing plans to slash 17% of its corporate workforce in a new cost-cutting effort. U.S. oil futures eased a bit. May crude fell 33%.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Beatmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models, or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Beatmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Beatmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Exciting news! The data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Shohei Ohtani finally broke his silence, and the story is that Ipe Mizuhara stole from Ohtani's account to pay a $4.5 million debt to a bookmaker. So how did Ipe get access to Ohtani's account, and how didn't Shohei or his financial team not realize the money was missing sooner? None of that was addressed yesterday, and yes, Ipe can't be trusted, but Ohtani failed to clarify those important details, and what he's claiming doesn't make me trust the incredible baseball player either. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text HATCH to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text HATCH to 42424. That's HATCH to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last update, we had an accident report on Wild Lake Boulevard just west of the intersection with 8 Mile Creek Road. There is still some minor congestion in that area as a result, but nothing too severe. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joseph. 638 here at News Radio 92.3. If you're just joining us here, a quick recap of our top three stories. Just before the Fox News update, we did get an updated press conference there from the Coast Guard and the Maryland State Police as of 7 minutes ago, confirming that the active search for survivors is being called off. Six people believed to be dead in that tragic accident where a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge about 1:30 Eastern time this morning. The Biden administration defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for the immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. says they abstained from the vote because the resolution did not condemn Hamas. Of course, yesterday we talked about this, that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off sending a delegation to Washington because of the decision the U.S. had from abstaining from the vote. And the Supreme Court today, considering the case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone, they reviewed an appeals court decision and heard arguments regarding that after an appeals court blocked the FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. We were just right smack dab in the middle of our state headlines before the news conference started, so just a couple of others there. In Osceola County School District is changing how it notifies families about absent students starting this week. This is in light of the death and disappearance of Madeline Soto last month. The new policy will require attendance alerts calls to go out in the morning and at the end of the each school day. Also, Diddy's alleged drug handler facing charges after he was arrested in Miami yesterday. Brendan Paul, a former basketball player at Syracuse, was taken into custody after officers found drugs in his travel bags after federal agents searched Diddy's private plane at a Miami airport. International headlines. RFK Jr. has picked his presidential running mate. It is 38-year-old Nicole Shanahan, attorney and tech entrepreneur. Kennedy running, of course, as an independent after the Democratic National Committee said they would not hold primary debates.
And some hotel workers in Los Angeles getting some raises, and they're as much as 40 or 50%. It comes after a strike that started last July, and it was the largest hotel worker strike in modern history. The union and 34 hotels now have a four-year contract in place, including $10 per hour pay raise, pre-pandemic staffing guarantee, and low-cost health care for the employees and their families.
Donald Trump's New York hush money trial will start next month. A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to begin on April 15th. 6:41, taking a look at our sports headlines and calendar tonight. We've got NIT quarterfinals doubleheader taking place on ESPN right now. Ohio State hosting Georgia, and that one is midway through the first half. I believe Georgia was leading at last check. I couldn't see it.
I think they may have just made it 31-29 dogs.
All right.
So it's a good game.
And then after that, you've got Indiana State taking on Cincinnati. Yeah, that's at 8 o'clock again, both of those on ESPN. NBA doubleheader just underway, Lakers and Bucks. I don't believe that LeBron is playing in that game.
He's not, I don't think.
Yeah, that's on TNT. The next one should be good, Mavericks taking on the Kings.
I believe they have the same record right now in the Western Conference. I think it's like 6 and 7 seeds, maybe.
All right.
So, yeah, should be a good one.
Yeah, that one tips off at 9 o'clock. Some NFL notes today. Of course, the owners' meetings continuing in Orlando. The owners are adopting the XFL kickoffs for next season. It's a one-year trial, but I think fans will like it, and I think the league will like it too. If you haven't seen it, so basically the kickoff is still taking place at the 35-yard line, but players for both the kickoff and receiving team will be on the other side of the 50, and there is a landing zone. So the kicker has to kick the ball between the goal line and the 20-yard line. Otherwise, it goes out to the 40. If it is out of the end, if he kicks it out of the end zone, it'll be placed at the 35-yard line. So the league really wants the kick returns as part of the game. Of course, you know, those are big momentum-changing type plays, and there was like 20%, only 20% of kickoffs last year were returned.
And you said, I had to cut you off, but you mentioned this last hour. There's something to really appreciate about the talent of kick returning, whether it be Devin Hester, Desmond Howard, whoever else.
Yeah.
So it is pretty cool that art is going to be a bit more appreciated.
Yeah, and it's also going to take away the massive collisions. Mm-hmm. As the kick return and the kickoff teams are standing 5 yards apart, and they can't move until the return man touches the ball. So they're just going to be 5 yards apart, and then they'll engage each other. So I like that, and I think it's going to be really fun this coming season. Also, the NFL confirming today that they will play on Christmas again this year, despite the holiday falling on Wednesday. They will have a doubleheader Christmas Day, and it sets up that the four teams that'll be involved would play on the prior week's Saturday, so that will have their four-day run-up like the traditional Sunday to Thursday, so hopefully making that a little easier. But, you know, of course, it's all in the name of player safety when it comes to the rules changes, unless it affects the TV viewership or the money that the NFL can make, in which case, yeah, we're playing Wednesday. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sports is a business. Don't ever forget that. And if you ever fear that you will, I promise you, the sports businesses themselves will remind you. Just about 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some very minor congestion at the intersection of Wild Lake Boulevard and 8 Mile Creek Road. That was from a traffic incident reported, I think, earlier this hour. But very minor stuff, though. Shouldn't hold you up for too long. And outside of that, everything else has been smooth sailing so far this evening and currently.
All right, Joe Neubauer's got the forecast.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you. Health, business, and science notes today. Visa and MasterCard are coming to a settlement to lower merchant fees that could potentially save consumers billions of dollars. The fees credit card companies charge to small and large businesses usually cost merchants 2% of the transaction, and that's passed along to consumers. The settlement forces credit card companies to cap the fee over the next 5 years, then negotiate a new swipe fee with merchants.
And Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly says that they have a shortage of two insulin products. The company says the products are Humalog and Insulin Lispro Injection. Eli Lilly officials say they are moving with urgency to address the problem.
Apple is facing three new consumer lawsuits that claim it is monopolizing the smartphone market. The class actions were filed by Android users in California and New Jersey. The claims allege that Apple keeps certain essential apps, services, and hardware exclusive to the iPhone, thus maintaining a monopoly by eliminating competition with Android smartphones. I guess you could just, Android just could just create their own apps.
Yeah, I think this is a part of a bigger picture thing that Bobby and I were mentioning late last week. And he said, I mean, yeah, it does make it difficult for like other applications and stuff to work with it, but like iPhone within like Apple and how they merge all their stuff, it is for convenience of its consumer. So sure. I don't know. I'm sure it's definitely glass half full, glass half empty, however you want to look at it.
That's why I'm proud to be an iPhone owner.
Same here. Shares in Donald Trump's social media company jumped more than 50% after it began public trading this morning under the ticker symbol DJT on Wall Street. Trading in the Trump Media and Technology Group was briefly halted due to volatility around 8:40 Central, 9:40 a.m. Eastern. Its market valuation was about $2.5 billion in early trading on the NASDAQ.
Pop culture notes, the season finale of The Bachelor was last night. Very emotional for everybody who watched, I'm sure. They announced the next Bachelorette. Her name is Jenny Tran. She's from Miami, 26 years old. She'll be the first Asian-American to lead the show in two decades on the air. So congratulations to Jenny. I hope she finds everything that she's looking for. I
hope she finds the love that the show's built around.
That's
yes.
right.
The Powerball jackpot is rolling over again. There was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing, so the next time to strike it rich will be tomorrow with an estimated $865 million up for grabs. Meanwhile, tonight's Mega Millions drawing has skyrocketed to over $1 billion. Take the cash option on that, and a winner will walk away with just shy of $526 million.
The Pirates of the Caribbean franchise will be getting a fresh start, so says Jerry Bruckheimer, the film's producer. Not any details on the storyline or actors involved, but Bruckheimer has previously said Johnny Depp was unlikely to reprise the role of Captain Jack Sparrow.
I can't wait to see how that turns out. And speaking of films, franchises doing well, whatever. I screwed up that segue, forgive me. The first trailer is being released for the fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise. Bad Boys Ride or Die will see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reprise their roles as Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett, two detectives working together in Miami. Bad Boys Ride or Die hits theaters on June 7th.
All right, and also a documentary about the Beach Boys, including previously unreleased footage, is premiering on Disney Plus on May 24th. It'll include new interviews with band members Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, David Marks, and Bruce Johnston, as well as Blondie Chaplin, who was part of the band during the 70s. And well,
that was it.
All right,
for
very
pop
good.
Culture.
All right, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition next.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a shooting that took place with officers having to return fire against a fleeing suspect who was pointing a gun at them over the weekend. We also had another installment of Days of Our Milton because the drama involving Mayor Heather Lindsay and the city attorney, Alex Andrade, and the city councilman, Jeff Snow, and Mike Cusack, and all the players is definitely not ending anytime soon. You can always listen to every part of the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Winding down on a Tuesday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. As we wind down here, just a quick recap here of today's top three stories, if you are just joining us. So the Coast Guard in the state of Maryland, Baltimore area, following the tragic loss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and six construction workers this morning, announced that as of 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 our time, that they were suspending the active search for survivors. NTSB is leading the investigation, and they had not yet, as of today, boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge. But that's the very latest there. Just within the last 30 minutes, the Coast Guard announced that they were suspending the search and rescue operation. The Biden administration today defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. says that they abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. Of course, yesterday it was announced by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he had called off the delegation that was going to make a visit to Washington to have continued talks to hopefully come to a resolution about the military operations in Gaza. And today the Supreme Court is considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. They heard arguments about an appeals court decision that blocked FDA changes that were made to make the medication more widely available. So that's what happened in our world today, our top three stories. Austin, roads still faring fairly well as we get ready to sign off here.
Yes, basically the only thing we touched on this hour was a crash just west of the intersection of Wild Lake Boulevard and 8 Mile Creek Road. It looks like the congestion there, though, has just about cleared up. Outside of that, looking around Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, Milton, so on and so forth, it looks like everything is going fine.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. 6:55 here at News Radio. As we wind down, looking at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today. Austin, there was a recent auction event that just wrapped up offering treasures from Planet Hollywood. Some iconic movie memorabilia and props went for big bucks.
Okay.
The most expensive item was the floating door that saved Rose in Titanic. It went for over $718,000. Other big dollar items included Harrison Ford's whip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. That went for $525,000. Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin went for $350,000. Wow. And from Jurassic Park, Wayne Knight's character, he had the shaving cream can to steal and conceal the embryos. That did $250,000. Among those items that we listed, and assuming money is no object, is there a particular item that you would like to have in your home?
I would have to go with the Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin because my family, particularly on my father's side, they're bowlers. Like my grandma, all right, grandpa, they all bowled. So I would have to say that. And you mentioned Wayne Knight shaving cream can. You mentioned that as your go-to, right?
Yeah, I mean, of the movies here, I haven't seen any of the Indiana Jones movies. I think I saw like the first one, but that was it.
I'm the same one.
I've seen Titanic, but you know, I've got to think about storage space when it comes to a door versus a can of shaving cream.
Right.
So I could deal with that a lot easier, and the wife would not go nuts over just having a random door in our home.
So. Right. A guy in Melbourne, Australia is opening a new Korean barbecue joint. And before he even opened for business, he just put up a huge sign to dunk on his ex for dumping him when he had no money. In big block letters, it says, quote, "Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?" It looks like he actually put up two signs, one on each side of the building, so he really wanted to make sure she saw it. No word from Sophia, unsurprisingly, but it's gone pretty viral in Australia, so we're guessing she's seen it by now.
Well, listen, I love petty behavior, so this is Indeed. Right up my alley. I hope, for his sake, that it hits. And
for sure,
it doesn't suck, and there's no like roach infestations or just anything like that. I hope he has a very lucrative business here. I also wouldn't be opposed to the opposite happening, and then Sophia being petty that we hear about within a year or two, where she did something calling him out on a failed business venture.
No,
I would be okay with either option.
She's the bad guy. If she broke up with him because he's poor, she's the bad guy.
Listen, I like petty. I like petty.
To a fault.
Sue me. Clearly. Sue me. Don't sue me, though.
Let's see. Lastly, and wacky and weird. Someone in Canada called the cops last week after they saw an impaired driver crash through a sign that said, quote, report impaired drivers. I mean, Hollywood couldn't have written it better. It happened Thursday night on Vancouver Island. That's just across the border from Seattle. They told cops they saw a truck jump a curb onto the sidewalk and take out the sign. Then the guy drove off. Police pulled a truck over nearby and thought it could have been the same person, maybe because the front right side of his truck was all dented up. They confirmed it was him when another officer pulled up with the impaired driver sign and his license plate. Turns out it fell off in the crash.
Yeah. Also in, let's see, some good news to finish up here. A poll found that 84% of Americans will go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can. The average person estimates that they have 5 generous random acts of kindness moments a week, or 260 in a year. Austin, you could not think of a single random act of kindness that you have done within the last 24 hours, within the last 24 years even.
Yeah, okay. No, I am trying to think of something. There's no way I do 5 in a week. I'm not around people enough.
yeah.
Man.
That's...
I don't know. I mean, like... I one time I held the door open for a veteran. I hold the door open for all kinds of people. But he had his hat on and he said, like, thank you, sir, or something. And I said, no problem, sir. Thank you for your service. And that was kind, but I honestly think that's the absolute bare minimum I could have done.
I think that is, yes.
Yeah, so I'm good at that. I'm doing basically anything above an insult, but kindness, that's a bummer.
Very good. That'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.